Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back this week with Casey B, and we are doing something different this week. I've honestly been wanting to do this for a long time, and it is a movie and TV recap, just talking about a bunch of stuff that we have recently watched or are currently in the process of watching with TV series. And I like listening to podcasts where they talk about shows that I've watched, and so I hope you guys like this one. So we have watched a lot of really good, I'm more of a TV gal, but we've been watching a lot of good shows. We watched a great movie in theaters, so I wanted to share some stuff. But before we get into that, let's do toasts and roasts. So, Casey, since you've been away from the pod for a while, give us a toast.
I'd say that I am just so proud of you for going to the doctor, and you hate the doctor. You're just not a huge fan. You have like so much anxiety and nervousness about going, and you went, and I'm just insanely proud of you for going.
Thank you. So also, I should probably say, since I did last week's episode and I was talking about how I was hoping for any hopes and prayers and thoughts and good vibes and all that stuff, I am feeling a little bit better now after 6 weeks of feeling not good. So that's exciting. And I did go to the doctor today and I'm very proud of myself and I can't even believe that I did it. So like, it still doesn't feel real that I went because I have not gone to the doctor for real since I was in high school, and I have major fear about it. So I guess that's my toast too, is that I did it. And it wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be. So do you have a roast? Because I have a roast.
I have a kind of a roast. My last toast was that I got my new truck.
Uh-huh.
My new old truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's something I've never really worked on before. A lot of the stuff I'm encountering. So it's like this learning curve that I'm trying to adjust to. And I'm trying to just learn as much as I can about like what I need to do. And like right now it's not running because I had to switch out the carburetor because the carburetor was all totally messed up. And I'm getting it adjusted in and doing all this stuff. And it's driving me freaking crazy. Driving me up a wall.
Why is it driving me crazy? You knew it was going to be a project.
I knew it was going to be a project, but I mean, I like going crazy about these kind of things, but at the same time, it's frustrating. But then when you figure it out, you just have like this like feeling of accomplishment when you're working on vehicles. But it's like right now I'm at that point where I'm like, I know I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. And then it's like picking one thing to do at a time. And I'm having a hard time doing that. I'm like, first things first, getting it running good. And there's a few things I have to do to make that happen.
You know, this sounds like a good problem to have.
It's not a bad problem to have.
So my roast is also insignificant, but it's really frustrating, just annoying. Roasty, you know, I think that I have ruined my favorite water bottle, and it's quite upsetting because it was a water bottle I got last summer, or I guess 2 summers ago now, in Montana from like this really awesome brewery. I got it, it's like one of the big ones. How much does it hold? Like 32 ounces, like a big metal. Like kind of like a hydro flask, bright orange, has this awesome thing on it of the girl fly fishing because that was like the logo for the brewery. And it says don't put it in the dishwasher. So I didn't put it in the dishwasher and I was hand washing it. And I have tried to rinse it out 10 million times and it will never stop tasting like soap.
I even tried rinsing it out about 5 million times.
It's so sad. And last time we were there, as we went this summer as well and stopped by, they didn't have it in orange. Otherwise, like, I thought about even getting another one if they had it, just because I can,
it's your favorite.
I can get another water bottle, but this one is just, it has sentimental value. People are very attached to their water bottles. And now I've been drinking less water. So I'll try to remember to put my hint code for my hint water in the show notes as well, because that has been a saver for me, because I love drinking my hint water. Pineapple flavor or raspberry peach flavor or blackberry flavor, they're also good. Even the clementine flavor was good. Lemon blueberry, that was your favorite. Yeah, so hint water, awesome. Not a sponsor, but I have a code where I think you get like $5 off or something like that. So try it. Anything else for toast and roast? Did you give us a roast? You
yeah, did the truck. Wraps it up.
That wasn't a good one.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly tell you guys all of the shows we're going to be talking about real quick. And if you have no interest in any of them, you can turn off the show. But if you're looking for movie or show recommendations, or you want to hear our thoughts on them, here are some of the things we're going to be covering. The Dave Chappelle comedy special, Theo Vaughn's comedy special, the TV series Made, the movie Dune, the TV series Wu-Tang: An American Saga Season 2, The Morning Show on Apple TV, Ted Lasso on Apple TV, David Chang's The Next Thing You Eat, which is the show on Hulu, and I think that's it for now, but there'll be more things coming off of that. But if you want to hear any of our thoughts on those, keep it rolling. So I think we should start out with Dune, because it was a movie. We went and saw it in IMAX. It's your favorite book of all time, Dune, right?
Yes.
So you're kind of like an expert on it. You have a Dune tattoo. You're like a total nerd about this. You've been looking forward to this movie for probably like 3 years now.
Since it was announced, yeah.
And so we got to hear your thoughts on it. I'll give my thoughts afterwards, but my thoughts are not as important as your thoughts on this, because you are a huge fan. You're like those people who are like waiting out at midnight for the Harry Potter book to be on sale. Or the people like...
I'm not that crazy.
You are. We got tickets to go see it on opening day in IMAX. And you have a tattoo with a quote from the book. You are major fan. We gotta know your thoughts on the movie Dune.
Funny thing about that sci-fi tattoo.
I also hate sci-fi, and I went and saw it for Casey.
Funny thing about the tattoo I have. Yeah. I actually got... the artist called it a nerd discount. Because he asked me, he's like, so why do you want to get that quote? And I'm like, oh, it's from my favorite book. He's like, and the book is? I'm like, it's Dune, first Dune book. And he's like, all right, so I'm giving you 25% off for the nerd discount there, because that is freaking awesome.
What? You've never told me that before?
Yeah.
8 years, still learning things. Do you want to tell everybody else what else I learned about you today?
Oh, what'd you learn? Oh, that I went squidding.
You used to go squidding. Squidding,
squid
or
jigging.
Fishing for squid.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. Okay, tell us your thoughts on Dune.
I thought it was really well made, and it's for someone who's read the book, it's really well done. And there's like subtleties in the movie that you wouldn't really catch unless you've read the book. And there's like stuff that just happens in the movie you won't really understand unless you read the book. But it also is accessible to people that haven't. Like, it's made well enough that it's like it didn't overwhelm you with details with the movie for people who are just like getting into it, or like just throw so much at you, because that's like what the first book does, and that's what the main complaint from people when they read the book. There's like, there's just so much going on, it's freaking crazy. And yeah, it's just, it made it accessible, it was true to the book. And I mean, it left out some parts, which is kind of a bummer, but just the parts it left out were more like character development of like not even like essential characters in the book. But it, yeah, I was happy with it. I was really happy with it.
What did you think about the casting?
The casting was good.
What did you think of Timothée Chalamet as the lead?
He did pretty good.
I think he did very good.
He did pretty good.
So do you want my outside perspective? Should I share my outside?
Yes.
So I haven't read the book. And after seeing the book and seeing like reviews of people who read the book, like I told Casey to, because I'm always trying to get Casey to read books that I like because I'm a huge reader. I'm finishing book, I think 45 of 2021 today. And Casey's read one book this year. So I always have these books. I'm like, you should just read this one. You should read this one. And I never read any books that Casey recommends to me because we just like very different things. But after seeing the book, it's not my thing. I'm not a sci-fi person, but and I'm not a fantasy person really either. But I did enjoy Game of Thrones, and I felt like this was on a similar level to Game of Thrones. Like, the story is good. It's still kind of like, what is going on? But I enjoyed watching it. It was very beautifully done, very visually appealing. Like, they did not spare any expense. Like, it looks great. Nothing was cheaply done. I thought the casting was just like phenomenal. Every character, like, I haven't read the book, so that seems kind of weird, I guess, to say, but I felt like every character, like, I just liked every single one. And, or you hate the ones you're supposed to hate, but you know, like, they were just right where it seemed very similar to me to Game of Thrones. But I don't know if that's okay to say because it's sci-fi and fantasy and they're different genres technically, but I actually enjoyed it.
Well, it's like
And I don't like action movies either, and it was action as well. So it's like action sci-fi. Totally not up my alley, but I still enjoyed it. And the dad is like the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, that's always good to have that on there.
Jesus Christ.
He is!
So yeah, it's like mainly people refer to like Dune in the same sentence is like Lord of the Rings. So like Lord of the Rings to fantasy,
Yeah, I've never
then
seen Lord of the
Dune
Rings.
to the science fiction. And or oh, what's the other one they compare it to? It was basically like the what the science fiction genre was based on. It's like everything Star Wars like ripped off a bunch of stuff from it. Freaking like all sci-fi books and movies can get rooted back to ideas that came from Dune.
Wow. So I gotta tell everyone a funny story. So we went to go see it in IMAX. And oh my God, like I knew this was gonna happen, but I'm like, oh my God, people are gonna clap because it's a bunch of
Oh, God.
nerds. But most movies don't have, I guess they kind of have like a little thing in the beginning, but this was like very pronounced. It was almost like a trailer for the movie before the movie. And there was like this little introduction thing that was like a little, like I said, a trailer for the movie almost. And then they end it, and there's this really cool sound like throughout the movie. I don't know what it's, is it supposed to be something? Like the,
Yeah, I don't really know what
it's
that's
like
supposed to be
supposed to be like a
about.
battle cry or something, but it's just cool in filmmaking. If you've seen the trailer for Dune, you know it. It's at the end, but it's like at the end of it, it's like, oh, and then like it's like Dune. Part one, and people start clapping, and it's just the beginning. I'm like, oh my God, nerds! And then I look over at Casey, and Casey's rubbing his eye, and I'm like, are you crying right
To be fair, I was milling up lumber that day and I had freaking sawdust all in my face.
I know, but I thought you were
Yeah,
crying because you're like super nerd. Like, this is your, like, I would probably cry if,
I
like, this happened to me in a similar aspect. You know, I'm a big book nerd. Like, if it's like my favorite book of all time, getting made into a movie, like, oh my God. But it was just, that was funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I don't want to spend like a crazy amount of time on Dune, but if you, it's on HBO Max. If you have HBO Max, I think in for another couple of weeks, so check it out on there. But we saw it in IMAX, and I would recommend going and seeing it in the theater because it's just beautiful. You gotta see it on the big screen, like
Yeah, it's really freaking cool.
beautiful. I would love to watch like Game of Thrones on the big screen. Like it's just, oh.
Last thing I'd recommend on the Dune
Yeah.
is for people who haven't read it, Maybe like watch like a YouTube video on like things you should know about Dune before watching it.
Yeah, there's like a million things on YouTube about Dune. This is like a big nerd community. Like, I just keep relating it to Harry Potter. I guess it's kind of like Lord of the Rings, but I think Harry Potter is just similar in the sense like there's these books and people are so excited for like the movie adaptation. But there was definitely moments when I was like whispering to Casey and I'm like, what's going on? What does that mean? And I don't
Not
know.
immediately have an answer for
Yeah,
you. So this
huge.
is what's going
I'm glad that you like if it
on.
was two people who hadn't read the book to watch the movie, we would have been lost in
Yeah.
parts. But my favorite part was the witches, the Bene Gesserit. Is that what they're called?
Gesserit.
Bene Gesserit. They're so cool. I want to be one.
Not the Sardaukar.
Who are they?
The ones with the chanting. It sounded like a didgeridoo.
Ooh, those ones?
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like those guys? That was like my favorite part.
Use the voice.
Oh yeah.
People aren't gonna know what we're talking about if you haven't watched the movie, but it was cool.
It was cool, yeah.
I actually want to watch it again, but it's so long. It's
But
2.5 hours.
if you're gonna put the time in to watch it, just watch like a YouTube video on Dune first, and that might like bridge some of the gaps.
Yeah, I would have been really confused if I didn't have you like to tell me. I'm like, who are these people? And you're like, that was the person who like trained this person and blah blah
Yeah,
blah. I was
it's
like,
like that's the House Sword Master. That's the
okay, we're over 15 minutes in. We gotta keep moving. I got
keep
lots
on
of things.
keeping on.
Okay, on a lighter note, this is actually not a lighter note because it's very controversial. So I'm just gonna say we watched the Dave Chappelle sh special and I enjoyed it as much as I've liked any of the other Dave Chappelle specials on Netflix. They're just a commentary on life, like a so with a little bit of comedy. I don't think Dave Chappelle is that funny. I feel like he's much more of like a preacher and he like makes me think and then like every once in a while I'll laugh, but he's not like ha ha funny. It's like huh. Yeah, that's how I feel about Dave Chappelle. You like Dave Chappelle more than I do, I would say, or you've liked him longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, what did you think of the special?
I really like the special. I like everything Dave Chappelle does. Because, he tells it how it is, which, like, nowadays people don't do.
Yeah, and
And
he's
people
one
are
of the
so
few
afraid.
people who will just like always go there, no matter what. Like I thought it was good. I don't know, people are mad about it, but people will always be mad at comedy. Like, if there's something that's literally funny to everybody, it's probably actually not that funny or not that inspired. Or if it doesn't piss anyone off, like if you know what I mean? Like,
No.
comedy is controversy. It is. And I don't know. I just like listening to him and listening to his point of view and just the things that he says. I think he's a fantastic speaker. I just hope he keeps speaking and like giving commentary from a point of view that's very different than like my own and that I can listen to in the way that he does. It's like so lighthearted that I, can enjoy it because I just like him.
He's just, yeah, he's a master at his craft.
He is. He is.
That's.
I believe so. So another comedy special we just watched was Theo Vaughn's special. It just came out I think October 18th or 19th. It's called Normal People. And Theo Vaughn is one of my favorite, probably people on earth, but he's my favorite podcaster. And if you guys know me, I listen to like 25 podcasts a week. And so he like that's coming like that like And he's my favorite. So his comedy specials are just not the absolute best because I feel like in his podcast, you just know somebody like so deeply listening to them talk about their life or different topics or just anything in a podcast. And, it's long form content, like an hour a week, as opposed to a comedy special that's 1 hour in a year that's meant to be like, laugh, 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 instead of like more like social commentary or just conversation that a podcast is. So I will always, always, always recommend Theo's podcast this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. The special was good and there was funny parts in it. Like I found myself quoting certain funny things like throughout the week, but he's just like, I just feel like I know Theo so closely and I'm like, oh, he needs to calm down. And it's just weird to like, when you know people so intimately in podcasts and then you see them in something like a Netflix special and you see, it's just very different. It's so interesting to me.
He just needs to get more time out doing stand up. I mean,
he is also like, he's in the top, he's like class A, like first class of comedians right now. Like,
yeah.
He has a Netflix special. That's like amazing. But it's like, I prefer his style. I prefer Theo a little bit more slowed down than trying to like punchline. But it was good. I always recommend Theo for anything because I just like him. I think he's funny and he makes me happy. But it was not my favorite content that I've consumed from him.
I agree.
Okay. Next thing. We are currently watching Made on Netflix. And I kind of want to do a deeper one on this later because we're not done with it. I think we're 6 episodes out of 10 episodes in. And it's a really good show. I think it's really well done. It's a scripted show based off of a memoir about a mom with her child who is leaving an abusive relationship and living on her own in poverty and trying to find her way. And you're kind of seeing all of these issues that people are running into. I think it's good that it's on Netflix. I think it's good to get more eyes on this because it's obviously a very real thing. Like, I can't get support for daycare until I get a job, but I can't get a job because I need somebody to watch my kid and blah, 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 da, 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 da. Like, it's similar to like the FAFSA stuff. You're like, so you're not going to give me money for college, but my parents don't make enough money for me to go to college. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, I take out these loans and then I can't get credit on these loans because blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's all these things that people in poverty run into, and like the line of poverty in like our modern day society. So the thing that's annoying me about the show is apparently it's supposed to be set in Washington and it wasn't filmed in Washington. It was filmed in Vancouver, which is where they film a lot of things now. That's fine. But it just bothers me so much that when it's supposed to be like, the place is not real that they're talking about. It's called Port Hampstead. That's not a place in Washington. And then people are like, well, it's supposed to be like Port Townsend. And it doesn't look like Port Townsend. And like, I'm from over here, so I know. And like, I'm a very small niche within the entire audience of Netflix. But that just bothers me. So
yeah, it bugs me too.
I'm like, where the hell are they supposed to be? But they do the same thing on Grey's Anatomy with like Meredith and Derek's house. Like, where the hell is their house supposed to be if they take the ferry to work? Like, there's no ferry that goes to downtown Seattle where a doctor who is a surgeon could legitimately work and live. Like, it doesn't make sense. No. Like, if it doesn't make sense. So that just bothers me, but I think it's really well done. And the acting's really good. Okay, next one. You're going to take this one away, Casey, because I've been talking too long. We are on season 2 of the TV series Wu-Tang, An American Saga. We watched season 1. If you haven't watched it yet and you have Hulu, what are you doing? You got to watch it. So good. But season 2 is on now. Casey's been more into season 2 than I have been, but tell everyone your thoughts on the Wu-Tang show.
Wu-Tang. First of all, I've been a fan of Wu-Tang Clan for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's really good. The whole season 2 has been good. Season 1 was freaking amazing too. But I've read the book that the whole Wu-Tang American Saga is based on. You actually got me that book for Christmas, I believe it was.
Wait. The show is based off of that book?
Off Tao of the Wu.
The Tao of the Wu, written by the RZA, who is like the head of the Wu-Tang Clan, the rap group. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you guys know. But
but the I mean, the first season, the casting, it's like some of the people, it's like, okay, yeah, that fits the bill, and other people are like, no, that doesn't look anything like them, doesn't sound like them. And then like in the second season, it's like, oh shit, yeah, it's like they look like they did back in the day, like back in the early 90s when they're coming out with their first record. They sound like it, and it's like the actors, they're actually like doing their thing and rapping. It's not recordings of the actual members back in the day. And it's like that's what I really like about it. It's like just a really accurate seeming reproduction of like all the stuff that they went through.
I think it's another series that's like just done so well too. Like, there's nothing cheap about it. It's so well done. And there were definitely things I'm like, what is going on in this episode? But it was kind of like you were explaining it to me. Because if you're not really paying attention to it, you got to pay attention to it. Because, like, it's not one of those ones where you can like scroll through your phone and look up, because that's what I do sometimes. I'm like, you miss something. But it's really good. Like I said, the first season I think was just amazing. This season is also good, but I just haven't been as into it. But it's such a good show, I think. We can get another. Okay, another one. The Morning Show on Apple TV. Another one. We're on season two of it, and season two is currently airing. We have a year of Apple TV because I bought an iPad. And so when you buy an iPad or any new Apple product, I think they give you a year of Apple TV. So just a little tip there. And I loved season one of The Morning Show with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell. At first, I was like, I wonder what this is going to be about. Like anything with Reese Witherspoon, I usually love. And it was so good. It just hitting at the different sides of like politics and the media and like women in the workplace and all kinds of like controversial things while still being really entertaining and not annoying, because there's a lot of things on TV right now that are like showcasing the controversial things in our society, and that's just like annoying. And you're like, I don't want to watch this. Like, I deal with this in like our real life. But The Morning Show, I just feel like it's so good. And season two is just keeping the storyline going, and it's still so good. Like, what are your thoughts? Because you really like it too.
Yeah, I was thinking that season two would kind of drop off, wouldn't be as good, but I mean it kept on going the same kind of level that it was in season one. I was really surprised how much I liked it actually.
Okay. And really quick, before we go to a quick break, I want your thoughts on Ted Lasso, because you're watching, once again, season two of Ted Lasso. I liked season one. I got tired of it during season two, but you love Ted Lasso. So funny, so happy. Give us your Ted Lasso thoughts.
It makes you feel good. That's all I can say. I haven't watched the anything recently, but I need to catch up.
Okay, some people don't have Apple TV, so give if do you think Apple TV is worth it to like pay for to watch these two shows?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, tell us
Yeah.
what Ted Lasso is about real quick.
So Ted Lasso, it's Jason Sudeikis, and he was a college football coach in the States, and then he got a job as a soccer coach in the UK and not knowing a damn thing about soccer. So he goes over there and he starts coaching, and he's like the most positive, upbeat freaking guy ever.
He's so cute.
And it's just a crazy freaking show. It's funny, and
So lovable.
I mean it makes me happy watching it.
So, okay, we'll be right back. We got a couple more shows to cover. One second. And we're back. Okay, I think I only have like one more real show to talk about, but this one is going to stem out into a couple other things real quick. So, we just started watching last night another show on Hulu, and it's called The Next Thing You Eat with David Chang. So, David Chang, celebrity chef, he is amazing. First of all, if you have not read his book yet, Eat a Peach by David Chang, It's a memoir, and you have to read it, especially if you think you're a workaholic. It is in my top 5, maybe top 3 favorite books I read this year. It was fantastic, amazing, wonderful. So David Chang, another show that he does, I'm going all over the place here because he does a lot. The Netflix show, Ugly Delicious, great show. Each episode of that, if you want to watch it, they like dive in deep into one type of food. So they did one on burgers. They did one on pizza. I think the pizza episode is our favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so good. Like they talk about like from Domino's to like the Pizza Academy in Italy to New York pizza to all kinds of different things. And it's just, if you like food shows, you already know David Chang, but you've got to watch Ugly Delicious on Netflix. But yesterday we started watching The Next Thing You Eat, which is kind of talking about the future of food. And we watched one episode about food delivery, which obviously has gone crazy in the past couple of years. And it was super interesting. But what did you were really enjoying it.
Yeah. It was just makes you think about things and think about how I mean, like, especially because I have a restaurant background. So do you. And just the way things are going, it makes me feel uneasy, personally.
And David Chang is such a food... He's both a chef, but also a foodie. He's a lover of food, and he's a lover of the restaurant business. And so, like, hearing his take on, like, can delivery or... I'm excited to see what these other episodes come up with, but... Can this technology ever really replicate, whether it's technology replicating the cooking or delivering you food, can it replicate that restaurant experience? And he's like kind of a purist. Like he'll enjoy delivery, but he also is like, you can't just deliver me an entire restaurant experience. Like there's nothing like having this kind of dish at your favorite restaurant, like the crispy crunch or whatever, like fresh out of the kitchen. Like that's what I love about him is he wants to learn about these things, but he also is still a purist.
Yeah. The thing that I remember from the, I think it was the last episode that we watched.
The burger
and,
one?
Yeah. And they were talking about like them, like scientists growing beef in a lab,
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff, and then like had ranchers being interviewed too, and it's like when they first got to that point, I'm like, what about all these ranchers, all the people raising cattle for meat? And then it's like, what about they went on to the robots that had this algorithm for cooking steak perfect and like measuring the fat content in the steak
and then
exactly how long.
Flipping burgers at White Castle, they have a robot who can do it. And this show, another show I am like obsessed with is Shark Tank, and I love business stuff, but this show is kind of like a crossroads between food and business and research, and it's just so interesting. But if you're also like thinking about like the economy as a whole or how like this one little thing like affects the economy, it's so interesting because I was honestly getting pissed watching one of the episodes. I'm like, these people in Silicon Valley, there's like seriously geniuses, and they can figure out a robot who can cook a perfect steak temperature, like porterhouse, like everything, and sear, like create that. I'm like, couldn't that technology be going to something better, more useful for society, instead of something that is literally like taking away human contact and taking away jobs? And like same with the flipping burgers, like it's a little different when it's a fast food situation, but when they were talking about things that like the steak, it just really made me think more about like fine dining or like actual like restaurant experiences, not fast food, like restaurant experience is just like slashing away at these. It was frustrating to me because I'm like, this technology, who is this serving? And so we could do 10 episodes all on that, but I was going crazy because then we're talking about the delivery aspect as well, and they're having drones and robots who can deliver food instead of having like an Uber Eats or a DoorDash or whatever. And it's just like, are we? And basically this whole series is like David Chang like looking into this stuff with experts in technology, and the experts in technology saying like the future is here, like it's happening now. This isn't like 20 years from now, like this is this year, next year, 2 years. So it's kind of crazy. But if you also like food documentaries with maybe a little bit of other stuff in there, you gotta watch McMillions on HBO Max and listen to our podcast episodes reviewing it. I'm reading a book right now called Franchise, and it is all about McDonald's. And gosh, what is the subtitle of it? Is like the Golden Arches in Black America. And it is going through different eras in time, showing the relationship between McDonald's and the Black community. And it's very interesting, and a lot, there's just a ton of information in there. And it's also making me think about the McMillions documentary. I'm seriously not even like obsessed with McDonald's, but I'm obsessed with like business and food. So, and then also a little bit craziness, like the scams. So McMillions is just like the best docuseries I've ever seen. Like better than Tiger King, it's the best. And so you gotta watch that. And that's on HBO Max. And listen to our podcast recaps, because that was fun when we did that. Okay, I think the last thing I want to say is that I have not watched the newest season of Grey's Anatomy yet. I'm not like up to date on it. I don't know why, but I'm just haven't been in the mood, and I want to watch like more of them at a time. I also need to catch up on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I haven't watched any of it yet. But here is your public service announcement. Yellowstone season 4 is coming out on November 7th. So if you have not watched Yellowstone yet, or if you haven't started recapping it yet, if you want to watch all the seasons again before the new season starts, here's your public service announcement. Do it now. Yellowstone is available on Peacock, but I just purchased it on Amazon on our Fire Stick. So that's what I do. I also know people bought the DVDs. Like this is one of the greatest shows of all time. If you're not watching Yellowstone, you're missing out. Like,
why am I just hearing about this? Shut up. What the hell, man?
You want to watch Yellowstone even more than I do.
Yeah.
Like, so the new season is coming so soon. I'm so excited. Are you so excited? Like, the only thing is that, like, it's going to come out on November 7th, and I think it's going to be a week-to-week thing. And every other time we've watched Yellowstone, we've binged it, haven't we?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. Like, I'm just going to be thinking about it all the time for these, like, however many weeks, 12 weeks. Like,
we're going to have to go over to my parents' house and watch this.
Oh, we'll have to have oh my gosh, we'll have Yellowstone night. But here's the other thing. If you guys are interested, I was kind of thinking about doing like we did with McMillions, a Yellowstone mini episode recapping it, but you don't need to recap it because it's scripted. Unlike McMillions, that's like a docuseries, but people like have shows recapping The Bachelor, people have shows recapping all kind Game of Thrones, all kinds of things. So I know there's a lot of Yellowstone fans out there. So if you like want to hear like our thoughts on it, maybe we'll do that because we both love Yellowstone, and this Yellowstone, like everyone loves it and it's so good. And I'm just so excited. And if Beth is dead, I am not going to watch anymore. I swear to God.
One thing I know for sure.
What?
Two things I know for sure, actually.
What?
John Dutton survives. Casey Dutton survives.
Was Casey Dutton even in danger at the end?
Yeah, they're like, people broke into his office and were shooting everything up.
Oh yeah. So see, yeah. This is why I'm telling you guys, like, it's coming soon. You gotta at least watch the last season, season 3, before the new one starts. Because I say that every time we start a new season of something, I'm like, God, I wish we would have recapped the last season because I don't really remember. It's been like a year and a half, like with Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I don't remember. Like all these things. So we need to get on it And we've seen season one like a lot of times, but we gotta watch season three again. But I also don't want to watch it because the end of season three just gives me so much anxiety, and I'm gonna need to know like right away what is going on with Beth and Rip. So, if you're not watching Yellowstone, what figure are you doing? What are you doing?
Just figure it out.
Okay. You got anything else to say? Any more things that are on your radar in the future to watch?
Not off the top of my head. I think we covered it.
We covered a lot of TV here. We've also been watching Yellowstone. We've also been watching Seinfeld.
Yep, Seinfeld.
Fantastic show if you haven't seen that yet either.
It's a new program, just came out.
It's a show about nothing.
I would recommend any episode about Del Boca Vista.
Okay, we're done?
We're done.
So, thank you for listening to this. This is a different episode. We've never done anything like this before. Seriously, please let us know if you enjoyed it. And if you hated it, you can let me know too, but please just message me. Don't leave a bad review on iTunes. Leave a good review on iTunes and then tell me you actually hated it in private.
Or you can come find me and just tell me you hated it in person.
If you want more content recaps, you can always find out what I am reading at Pish Posh Pages and that podcast all about books and book talk. And make sure you're following the Instagram for the podcast at Pish Posh Pod. And we'll be back next week talking about something. I'm not sure what yet, but we'll be back. And party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.